Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth.
Defending our borders.
He stands for justice.
Fighting the American Union.
He stands for what's right.
This is Explosive Talk Radio.
This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now, live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad that you've decided to join us on this, well, beautiful Sunday afternoon here in Central Texas. We have the Rolling Stones here in town playing tonight, being worshipped by the entire city, but no, I'm here live on the radio. We have a very important broadcast lined up for you. I know of five affiliates that are tuned into the broadcast today, our second broadcast that's been syndicated here out of the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ, and quite a few new stations that are announcing that they will be turning us on in the next few weeks, so that's exciting. And if you're listening on any of those affiliates around the country or on the Internet or via satellite or right here in Texas via KLBJ, you are welcome to give us a call toll-free at 877-590-KLBJ. I noticed the phones are basically loaded up before the broadcast even started. Who knows what they're calling in about, because I haven't even thrown out yet what some of the big news items of the day are. But you're welcome to comment on the news I'm about to cover. You're welcome to comment on anything you wish. We always have wide-open phones, unless I have a specific special guest on a particular topic, which we do every few weeks, and it's always nice to hear you call in on that subject. But on this Sunday, it is wide-open phones. We love to hear from you. Okay, I was talking about this 3 weeks ago, and we're back 3 weeks later talking about it. The Congress 3 weeks ago passed H.R. 6166, known as the Military Commissions Act, or publicly as the Torture Act. And the White House and the media, as usual, have been trying to lie. At least some sectors of the media have been lying. But constitutional scholars on the left and the right conclusively concur, and I have read the bill. It does affect U.S. citizens, but the neocon-controlled media has been out lying, saying it doesn't affect U.S. citizens, just like they claim the Patriot Act wouldn't, and then now they admit it does. And that's because there is a danger of their unconstitutional Constitution Butchering Act, H.R. 6166, of being overturned. So I wanted to actually go back over some of the subsections from the legislation, which MSNBC accurately reported last week. They finally read it and figured it out, Keith Huberman did, that 9 of the 10 amendments to the Bill of Rights are completely overturned with this draconian legislation. And draconian is putting it lightly, so we'll go over some of those subsections. In the meantime, I also want to mention a few of the other things we'll be talking about. The military has been training for at least 25 years to confiscate the American people's firearms and put us into FEMA camps. And I've been reporting on this for over 12 years. Now it is mainstream news. It is illegal for the military to be involved in domestic law enforcement activities. It's the 1878 law, Posse Comitatus. It, of course, is also illegal for the Pentagon to be spying on domestic groups and U.S. citizens. They are publicly doing it. It is also illegal for the Pentagon to be buying fake news. That is, paying off reporters, writing fake letters to the editor under the names of real troops who never wrote the letters. It is illegal for them to be engaging in propaganda activities or information war on the Internet in the United States on U.S.-based blogs and message boards. But guess what? Sitcom is so arrogant, they put out a press release bragging about the things they do. And by the way, I do support our military. That's why I'm against them getting experimental vaccinations. That's why I'm against them breathing depleted uranium. That's why I'm against them being put in needless wars that are all about defense contractor profits and global domination for the New World Order. And so people who claim, oh, well, you're against the troops in, turn your guns in when they come wanting them. You show you're a patriot by turning your firearms in. Or, well, let them spy on them hippies. It's good to have troops in plain clothes spying on Americans. No, it's not. It's East Germany. It's Pol Pot's Cambodia. It's Cuba today. It's communist China today. It's Russia. This is shameful. It is the antithesis, 180 degrees opposite of what this country is supposed to really be about. So we'll be going over that. Also, in an Associated Press article, Homeland Security Director, a very scary man, Michael Chertoff, whose family members write hit pieces on myself for Popular Mechanics, Benjamin Chertoff, he openly said they need to spy on the web, regulate the web, and regulate free speech. I have the mainstream article here. Also have the Times of London, amateur video bloggers under threat from EU broadcast rules that will affect the United States, and they're going to not just ban all videos, making your own video, uploading it to the web. I mean, it could be you making a sawhorse or you firing Estes rockets in your backyard or fly fishing. They don't care. It's not porn. It's not hate. It's not all the stuff they wanted to get you trained for censorship in the past. Now it's just everything. And that's a move by the big broadcast companies in Europe and the U.S. In fact, a lot of U.S. companies are lobbying for this through Europe, where there's less rights, but then under treaty obligations we would be under this system, because television's in trouble, mainstream print's in trouble. The only old line media, as I said last week, that is still holding its own against the new media is talk radio, and that's because it has merged itself with the new media, as you see MS Communications doing right now with my show and what I do. So we'll be going over all of this as well in the next hour and, 48 minutes that we have left. And then later in the third hour, I'm not really a news reader. I don't like to read two, three pages of text, but I will do it. Because Pat Tillman's brother, who I have a source, and it looks like I'm going to get Mr. Tillman on very, very soon. Looks like Mr. Tillman knows how deep the rabbit hole goes. Looks like Mr. Tillman knows about 9/11 and a few other issues. Oh, by the way, the former head of Marine Corps Intelligence and a former senior level analyst at the Central Intelligence Agency, who's a big Republican, just went public saying 9/11 is clearly an inside job. Oh, I'm afraid the criminals that carried out the attacks will be brought to justice. In fact, I've got that fellow coming on later this week on my weekday show, and of course we'll be covering that here for you next week. But I do want to later mention a little bit on that, too. More and more high-level people are actually researching the official story of 9/11, finding out that it's a fraud and a lie, every bit of it. And then you dig deeper, and, oh, surprise, surprise, you find out who really did it. And it wasn't 19 guys commanded from a cave in Afghanistan, my friends, unfortunately. Okay, so later the Pat Tillman letter is coming up, and we're going to be reading it in its entirety. I think his words are more eloquent and more powerful than anything I can put together. Of course, if you don't know who Pat Tillman was, he was a professional football player making millions of dollars a year with a great future ahead of him, and his brother was in the Army Rangers. And so he volunteered for the Army Rangers like his brother, and they, there was no Al-Qaeda or Taliban anywhere around, and they shot him dead, a friendly fire, and they decided to lie about it and told everybody to shut up and lie. And it doesn't just look like they changed the story three times and lied about friendly fire. Looks like Mr. Tillman saw something he wasn't supposed to see. There's a lot of opium deals going on, a lot of government ops going on, Taliban and Al-Qaeda, RCIA. It looks like Mr. Tillman found out some things he wasn't supposed to and got a couple bullets in him. But we're going to read what his brother has to say coming up. Again, they volunteered. They served. All the pot-belly neocons driving around out there right now that think gun control is conservative and open borders are conservative and North American unions are conservative. You know, I'm a real conservative. Pat Tillman's brother is a real conservative. You are so liberal. But again, the new wave of liberals are so brainwashed, they don't even know they're liberals. It's like a body snatcher didn't even know they're a body snatcher. Or maybe, you know, like a Blade Runner where the androids don't even know they're androids. You know, you think you're conservative. Well, you and George Bush and your ilk and Hillary Clinton, who they hang out with, and Bill Clinton, who they vacation with, and they're in business together, none of it's conservative, okay? And we've already got a bunch of phone calls here. I'd like you to chime in on the torture legislation for the American people. Now they're lying about it. Why are they lying about it? Bunch of issues. It's all coming up. 877-590-5525. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Agree or disagree? Alex wants to hear from you right now at 877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
Yeah, I'm actually going to have a liner soon that says, if you disagree with me, you go to the head of the line, 877-590-5525. That's 877-590-KLBJ, syndicated broadcast, blasting out across the country. We are so glad that you are joining us on this Sunday edition. We've got calls all over the map here. I don't even know what this means. It says, Allie in North Austin, the Boat Act of 2002. I plead ignorance. Adam in New Hampshire wants to talk about a million-man march for 9/11 truth, exposing 9/11 as an inside job. We've got Corey in Southern California wants to talk about Professor Stephen Jones. Chris in Montreal, Canada wants to talk about the USS Eisenhower that's now in the Gulf threatening a strike on Iran. And I'm not kidding, folks. The military has trained to put the American people in camps and take our guns. And this is now mainstream news, but I mean, a decade ago, I would go to urban warfare drills where they had role players screaming, "I'm an American, please, no, not the camp, I have Second Amendment rights." Now, is that what you want your military doing? Why are they training for that? And why has NORTHCOM, your new military command over the U.S. and FEMA, saying, quote, "they're now operational, ready to go operational inside the United States"? Oh, if there's another big terror attack, Tommy Frank says we have to set aside the Constitution for our new military government. The generals just hate having to be our rulers. But throughout history, even people like Idi Amin in Africa, they just had to take over and rule sometimes, you know. The elite hate having to do it, but since Al-Qaeda hit us so hard, we might as well take your private property while we're at it. You know, Supreme Court ruling, that fights Al-Qaeda too. Just, and anybody who criticizes the government is aiding the terrorists. So I'm glad that Bush passed H.R. 6166. Here is the cover of the Statesman, and this came out today, and it says, "The strange thing is that we have become sort of constitutional couch potatoes. The Congress just gave the president despotic power, and you could hear the yawn across the country as people turned to Dancing with the Stars. It's otherworldly." And he's just one of the constitutional law scholars that has gone public and who has been breaking down exactly what this H.R. 6166, the Military Commissions Act of 2006, does. And it states that if you don't show total allegiance to, quote, the government and the executive, as a citizen, you can be seized and secretly held and secretly executed. And it states if you damage property, this can happen to you. There's no habeas corpus, no due process. It's not even a real trial. It's secret. And even if the tribunal finds you not guilty, by the way, they can use evidence from torture on you. They can, but again, even if they find you not guilty, they can still continue to hold you. But again, this is to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda, ladies and gentlemen. And there's now this spin machine going from the fake conservatives and liberals that run this country, because they're not real conservatives, saying, oh, it doesn't affect citizens, it's only enemy combatants. But then we have the filings by the Justice Department to Congress and the memos they wrote and what they codified into this law. The instant the president, the defense secretary, or any of his designates designate you an enemy combatant, the blank check, then you are no longer a citizen. So when they say, well, we can only do this to non-citizens, it's true, because they instantly revoke your citizenship and you are guilty until proven innocent. In fact, you read this bill, it keeps saying, we hold the terrorist until the trial. You see, it's guilty until proven innocent. And people say, well, it's a tough war on terror. We got to get tough, anything to stop them. Like leaving the border wide open and that fake fence they're not even building and the 6,000 troops they never sent to the border and 2,000 less border patrol than we had in 2001. It is smoke and mirrors. It is not real. So we'll be going over that in more detail as well. Let's just go ahead and go to some of the calls. I don't even know where to start here. Let's go ahead and start close to home in North Austin and talk to Allie and find out exactly what the Boat Act is. It's probably a question for me, but I don't know what it is. Welcome to the airwaves, Allie.
Yes, the IEEE Spectrum Journal for 2006, October, has a four-page article that reminded me of you. It's called The Next Voting Debacle. Apparently there was the Help America Vote Act of 2006.
Okay, you said Help America Vote Act. I know exactly what that is. I don't know what the Boat Act is.
Well, that's what it's
that's
called.
What was on my screen. Sure, it's the Help America Vote Act.
And it takes effect, it took effect in January 2006.
Well, what did you take away from the article? I mean, I could give you my take on the Help America.
My take is that there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be disfranchised. They won't find out about it until the day of the election because, and says in 49 to 50 states, if you're not on this general database, you're not allowed to vote. And people who have either duplicates or misspelled names or maiden names or what have you, anytime there's a mistake in all the Social Security, the voting registration, the whole thing's thrown out.
Well, absolutely. My real problem with the Help America Vote Act is it was $6.3 billion passed, what, 3 years ago to pay the states to put in Diebold machines and a few other select companies, like Senator Hagel's company. Senator Hagel in Nebraska owns the company. He is the dominant shareholder and was the chairman of it. And in fact, he was going to lose when he first got into office in Nebraska by 15 points. All the major polls show between 14 and 16 points. So I average it and just say 15. But the polls were showing he was going to lose big time. Very unpopular. And but he owned the company that 80-plus percent of the votes were cast on. So Senator Hagel magically won. And it's the same thing. Interestingly enough, Clear Channel, actually, Lowry Mays owns Heart Inner Civics, and that's the big voting machine company that over 80%, again that number, of the votes cast in Hayes, Travis, and Williamson County for Congressman Michael McCaul, who's married to Lowry Mays' daughter, the head of Clear Channel and the owner of Heart Inner Civics. And Heart Inner Civics, of course, it isn't just that. Lowry Mays is also the biggest contributor to Michael McCaul. And hey, I mean, I'm sure Michael McCaul is wildly popular here in the liberal Travis County, and I mean, maybe Williamson and Hayes did swing it for him. All I'm saying is, kind of a conflict of interest when your father-in-law owns the voting machine company and is your biggest campaign contributor. But hey, what do I know? I'm sure everything's completely kosher and wonderful with that. Doesn't matter if Diebold, admittedly, has had, what, 9 separate felons working in it as high as vice presidents and running entire election systems. And the owner of Diebold, the chairman of Diebold, said he would deliver the electoral votes in Ohio. It was clear fraud there in 2004. And again, I'm not a Democrat. I believe Kerry was corrupt and bad as well, because you can't just steal the election. You've also got to have a candidate who takes a dive. Of course, people agree with me now in major polls, 90%. Believe there is election fraud and these new systems are horrible, and they promised us the Help America Vote Act was going to be put in place to stop fraud and people not knowing how to use the CHADS and the bubble systems. And now the New York Times tells us the federal government says, oh, it's going to be much worse this year. It's just going to get worse. Every 2 years, every time we have an off year, every time we have a presidential election, it's just going to get worse and worse. There's going to be all sorts of problems, and there's no record of how you voted, and there's secret wireless software, and okay, company engineers have gone public and so they were hired to design it for hacking and fraud, but let's just ignore it. The feds paid for it, and it doesn't matter if 3 of the big companies are run by former CIA directors or former NSA directors. It's safe. It's wonderful. Just trust it. It doesn't matter who casts the vote, it's who counts it. So Stalin said. We'll be right back with your calls. Stay with us.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
You're experiencing Alex Jones. Live from deep in the heart of Texas. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us again on this live Sunday edition. Coming up, I'm going to read in its entirety a letter that Pat Tillman's brother, who also served with him in Afghanistan and other areas of the Middle East and Central Asia, about the fraud of this war and the lies and crimes committed by this government, mindlessly following what a little neocon is doing, a puppet of the global crime syndicate, is not patriotic. We'll be covering it more on the Military Commissions Act affecting U.S. citizens and the attempt by the media to now spin that because they're afraid that the people will push for a repeal if they learn what is actually in it. And I want to cover how the Pentagon is manipulating our media, engaging in propaganda domestically, and spying on the American people. And hey, if you want to call and say, hey, buddy, what, you don't like our military? You ought to slit your throat and let the government drink your blood if you're patriotic. You ought to fall down and worship government. That's how they do it in China. That's how you're patriotic. No, it's not patriotic. It's not freedom to have troops spying on the American people, spying on groups that are against the draft. That's here in the Houston Chronicle in front of me. That's spying on groups that go protest the war. That's spying on groups that protest Halliburton. I'm talking about soccer moms, troops, army intelligence, sneaking around, spying on people. That is pathetic, and it's illegal. But right now, let's just rampage through your calls. It's just... Let's go ahead and talk to Carl in Liberty Hill. That's basically Austin. And his comment is, U.S. opted out of the New World Order. No, the U.S. is the heart of the New World Order. We're being used by the parasite global crime syndicate to basically play the part of the bad cop to carry out their operations. But let me see what Carl has to say. Maybe I'm misunderstanding. Carl, welcome, sir.
Yeah, that's been misinterpreted, what I said to your screen caller. God bless you, by the way, Alex. I think you're doing great work. I do think we should oppose or, quote-unquote, fight the New World Order. But about a month ago, you mentioned maybe if this and that maybe we can opt out of the New World Order, the United States. And that one is, that's not going to happen. We're a major player on the international scene, it wouldn't come to pass the way it's supposed to happen without us.
Well, the big problem is the general public's been conditioned that there is no New World Order when the North American Union has been set up, the Asian Union is official and operating, the European Union is operating, and then even those that know it exists say, well, maybe that's good. No, folks, because they abolish your liberties and freedoms under these new models.
Yeah, but people shouldn't be naive. I mean, this stuff is going forward, and anybody that thinks there's going to be some kind of grassroots revolution is going to overthrow the United States government and the United States military, a few militia types running around, is I don't even know how to describe that, but that was woefully gullible and...
Well, when I talk about a revolution, I'm a counter-revolutionary. The people that have hijacked our government, who own Bill Clinton, who own Hillary, who own the Bushes, like so much chump change in their pockets... they literally control the central banks that print the money across the planet.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's going to take an information war to educate the people about who the real elite are to then remove them. And it is possible to do that. They want to make it a violent revolution. That's why they provocateur and stage terror events.
Well, that's why what you're doing is so important, because at least people can wake up. I mean, I don't know how to say this. It's much greater than anything that... any kind of just grassroots, some kind of like militia or marching on the 9/11 memorial is going to overthrow. The other point is about 2 weeks ago, you had a 2 to 3 weeks ago, a guy called in and said that there's going to be people standing trials for all these things like Nuremberg. That's not going to, certainly nobody at the higher levels, nobody in the elite. They've covered the Kennedy assassination for 43 years. Even if this was blown out of the water, they'd throw a few sacrificial lambs into the fire. But none of the people like that you dealt with up in Canada, when you were up in Canada, you know, the people you ran across, and none of these people, the elite in Europe or here, no one...
You're talking about when I went to the Bilderberg group. Well, you know, it will be hard to ever bring the actual David Rockefeller, Prince Bernhard, now Queen Beatrix, Queen Elizabeth, you know, the real controllers, Lord Rothschild... It will be hard to ever bring them to justice, but we can bring down this system. We can defeat it. Or we can have the NAFTA highway that will grab 8,000 miles of Texas roads. We can let them give us a one-child policy. We can let them continue to do all the horrible things they've been doing while engineering our civilization and society. And speaking of a march for 9/11 truth, Adam in New Hampshire. Yeah, you're live, my friend, from the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ, syndicated now nationwide. A lot of new stations signing on. We're very thankful for that. Adam, welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, what do you think of the idea of a 9/11 truth march, a million-man march, on Washington, D.C., 2007, July 4th? How do you feel about this idea?
Well, I mean, I just conducted a march in New York on September 11th with about 2,000 people, and the mainstream media pretty much ignored it. Now, the alternative media covered it. Millions of people were made aware of it. The British and Mexican and Venezuelan and Japanese media covered it on national television. Hundreds of foreign countries covered it, so it was effective. It was not covered predominantly by our press. And, I mean, I think a million-person march on Washington's fine to illustrate and expose it. But, I mean, I promoted that march in New York for about 4 months, and we got about 2,000 people there, which is a lot of people, but it's not a million. Listen, we saw millions of illegal aliens. The mainstream media estimated it was about 3 million that marched over the 2 months of marching. Remember, back earlier this year, what month was that? It was it in April that all that marching was going on? And it went for about 2 months. That was in the Dallas Morning News back on Christmas Day that Rob Allen and Co. had been hired by Vicente Fox and George Bush to go out and set up those demonstrations. They made deals with the media. There's evidence that a lot of money was paid. And so you saw thousands of news articles, hundreds of newscasts, dozens of national news stories hyping it. When liberals march and demonstrate, the media demonizes it and focuses in on green-haired kooks. When The conservatives march against something. The media demonizes it and focuses in on some racist. Okay, I've been there. I've seen it. I've been there burning a UN flag in front of the state capitol, and the local news, what was it, NBC years ago, in fact, I did a TV show on this, showed some other guy burning an American flag from some file footage and put it over me. Okay, that's how these people operate. They're playing hardball, folks. All right? So, yes, if we literally have, I'm serious, thousands of news articles, every newspaper in the country ran multiple stories. How good it was, how sweet it was, how wonderful the illegals were, because the government's working with Mexico to break down our borders for a North American union. I have the official legislation here in front of me today. In fact, I'm going to cover some of it later. And so they want to capture the 30 million illegals in this country to use them as an engine to bully the citizens of this country, whether you're Hispanic, black, white, I don't care. Okay, it's about driving down wages, breaking down society, a tower of Babel, divided house, cannot stand. That's what's happening. And so they had Rob Allen and co, the guys that ran Bush's campaign and Fox's campaign, stage that. Now, you tell the average Republican that, they can't believe it. And a lot of them actually go look up the article, and they're shocked. That's actually waking people up. Yeah, those demonstrations were run by the White House and by Vicente Fox out of Mexico. And why do I bring that up? It took us months to get 2,000 people in New York all wearing the same black T-shirts. And let me say, 9/11 was an inside job, investigate 9/11. That was historical. Okay, 2,000 any one time. I'd say there was another 1,000 or so over the 3 days. So it was about 3,000 total. But 2,000 conservatively down there at one time at Ground Zero, it was powerful. Okay, we outnumbered all the other people. And by the way, most of the firemen, most of the police agreed with us that 9/11 was an inside job. We're going to go to break and we're going to come back. So what I'm trying to get at is this. When you see 3 million people marching, that's staged. Okay, that's promoted, that's pushed, that's canned. You see 2,000 and you don't hear about it in the media, it shows the control and why the mainstream press is bankrupt. We'll be right back with more of your calls and more news. Stay with us.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil.
Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Coast to coast and in your face. This is Alex Jones. Call Alex now, toll free at 877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
Yes, thank you. We're here. We're back live. Chris, Corey, Charlie, everybody, we're going to get to your calls. If you disagree with me, you go to the head of the line. I know it's not fair, but again, most talk show hosts, liberal and conservative, try to have people on that they just agree with. They try to censure out and screen calls. And I just don't like that type of talk radio. I can defend my ideas. Hit me with your best shot, 877-590-5525, locally 836-0590. All right, let me go over some more of the news. Now, understand, not only does H.R. 6166, the Military Commissions Act, openly affect U.S. citizens and say that if you don't have total allegiance to the U.S. government, you can be secretly arrested and secretly executed, okay? That's what's in there. Go read it for yourself, 81-page bill. And there's a whole string of every top legal constitutional scholar, analyst from Georgetown and Yale and Princeton and Berkeley and University of Texas Law School. They're all on record. They've all read it. It's sterling clear. Okay, and my analysis says the exact same thing. In fact, I'm proud of the fact that I wrote an analysis that is better than most of these big, lawyers' analysis the day it passed the Senate before it even passed the House three Fridays ago. And I am bragging, it's true. I did win the Project Censored Award for my analysis of Patriot Act II in 2004. So, I know what I'm talking about here. But the mere fact that they don't just give themselves these powers, then people go read the bill they've passed and they say, oh no, it won't affect you. Don't try to repeal it. Don't speak out. Don't get angry. Just let us have the powers. And then we go find all these federal court rulings where they went and argued in Jose Padilla's case or in the case of Mr. Walker, the American Taliban, where they argued that, oh, they're an enemy combatant. They've lost their citizenship. You see, Jose Padilla grabbed in Chicago. This is what they do. This is in the memos. This is in the bill. They lied. But what they say is, yeah, we don't arrest citizens. We just strip you of your citizenship so you're not a citizen. So it's like Bill Clinton saying, it depends on what the definition of is. So see, they're also lying about it. Now here's where it really gets scary. This is from NBC News. I also have the agency France Presse translated the French newswire. It's like AP. And several other reports here are all saying the same thing. Pentagon admits keeping databases on U.S. civilians deemed suspicious, and it says they've infiltrated anti-war meetings of mainstream anti-war groups. They have covered any anti-war protest, including any protest of Halliburton or other subsidiary defense contractors. It recorded 1,500 suspicious meetings or incidents over a 10-month period, including 4 dozen anti-war meetings or protests. One example cited in the report was a small gathering of activists at a Quaker meeting house in Florida to plan protests of military recruiting in high schools. That's right, folks. And by the way, it's come out that the military recruiters, it's been all over the news. It happened in Houston. It happened in Denver. It's happened in Austin. It's been in the news everywhere. They call up. It's standard operating procedure. By the way, the guys that have been caught doing this get promoted. They don't get in trouble. And they go, you better come by here and sign up or I'll have you arrested under code 794. It's always just made up. And the kid goes, really? Really? Yeah. In fact, we could pull this up on the computer right now and play it. There's been so many newscasts. I mean, like, type into Google, Trey, something like, recruiter threatens child to sign papers or something like that. And the child goes, all right, I'll come on in and sign it. That's right, you better. Now, don't tell your parents about this. And then they get promoted. This is illegal activity. By the way, how many of you know that 20% of the troops on the ground in Baghdad are illegal aliens from Latin America that the government's hired? How many of you know the Washington Times reported that they're hiring not just illegal aliens, but aggravated felons from rape? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, rape and arson and armed robbery. And I know there's media listening right now, doesn't know how to use Google, but you know how to use LexisNexis. You want to come down here and bet me hard cold cash? The Washington Times reported that they're hiring aggravated felons. So that's your land of the free, home of the slave. I love our military. I hate it being turned into nothing but the Crips and the Bloods / Mexican Mafia recruiting ground. Because that's basically what Stalin did that, Hitler did that. Who do you think the SA was in the SS? Hitler opened the prisons up before he even came to power. When they got regional governors in around Germany, before he became the Fuhrer, before he blew up the Reichstag, before he staged terror attacks to become the great leader and staged terror attacks to launch World War II to start the war with Poland. Oh, you didn't know that? Oh, yeah, our government takes a page out of his handbook. Before he did that, they went and opened up the jails and used that as their army. So you want to take people's liberties and freedoms? You hire criminals. So here it is. It's totally illegal. It violates a whole slew of federal laws, and that's in these articles right here. The defense spokesman, who would not be identified by name, would not say whether reports of activists and anti-war activists were in the database, which is known as the Threat and Local Observation Notice, or TALON, reporting system. Next, I have the Associated Press here. Government targeting American bloggers as enemy combatants. Military Homeland Security, Bush White House strategy, sharpened knives against anyone who are critical of their war on terror. That's one of our headlines from PrisonPlanet.com. And we have AP, we have CENTCOM's own website, we have the Raw Story reporting on this. And when you read this, he gave a speech last Monday in California saying that the Internet is an enemy recruiting ground and they need to censor it and control it. By the way, on top of that, I have the press release from CENTCOM. I mean, this is directly from CENTCOM, and Raw Story obtained the actual CENTCOM email to bloggers. And listen to this. CENTCOM announced earlier this year that a team of employees would be engaging. That's their word. Oh, the military engaging America. Ooh, that's freedom. Bloggers who are posting inaccurate or untrue information, in their words, as well as bloggers who are posting incomplete information. The email was addressed to Raw Story. It was not addressed to Raw Story. It says the main interest is to be a driver for their readers to our site. He goes on to say that bloggers' information goes viral and that CENTCOM can counter this by going viral themselves. It's illegal to have the military posing as citizens, posing as someone else, engaging in domestic propaganda. It's illegal for the military to be engaging in domestic propaganda, period, for domestic consumption. And, again, I was on Lars Larson's national radio show this week, and he point-blank called me a liar. I said George Bush illegally, according to the General Accounting Office and the Governmental Accounting Office, two separate congressional nonpartisan groups, bought $1.6 billion in fake news in the last 2 years, paid off thousands of reporters, hundreds of thousands of dollars apiece, and that was the average, in some cases more, in some cases less, Tommy Franks, after he got out, was paid $450-something thousand a year for 2 years to pose as if he was nonpartisan. He'd always lead with, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. And then he'd lay his, I think we ought to have martial law after the next attack. It's real sad, but I'm saying this because I'm nonpartisan. Turned out he was on the payroll. Armstrong Williams, 200-something thousand, was it 244,000 to go around lying and saying he was independently for No Child Left Behind, which federalizes education. It's horrible. This is the type of stuff that we're dealing with on a day-to-day basis, and this national host just said it's not true. No, it's not true. And I said, just type it into Google. He goes, oh, Google's always right. And I said, Lars, you're not stupid. You know that Google's where you search things, and you know it's mainstream news on there. He goes, no, it's not true. There's no fake news. No fake news, what I call propaganda placement. It's all over the place. Let's jam one call in quickly, and then we'll go to break. Let's talk to Steve in Cleveland, Ohio. Steve, welcome. Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Hello.
I was just wondering, I've heard the interview with Jesse Ventura, and he moved out to Mexico. I'm seeing more and more of the people that are connected or in the know that actually know something about what's going on in the government. They're getting out of the country.
That's right. He told AP when he left, it's because, quote, we're now a fascist dictatorship.
Yeah. Now I noticed that George W. Bush, according to some reports I've been seeing, that he just purchased a 98,842-acre farm in northern Paraguay.
Yes, they did. And then it turned out they used the Moonies as a front. And a lot of people think it's because, you know, he may have to escape because of war crimes charges. The Bushes are worth hundreds of billions of dollars. They've been very good at hiding their money. They were the main beneficiaries of a large portion of the entire Nazi war chest. That was mainstream news in the New York Times in 1949 and in other major New York papers in 1951. It's in my film, Martial Law. That's mainstream, folks. Top Nazi officer, Prescott Bush, father of the former president, father of the current, grandfather of the current president. And so a lot of it's just their opulence. I mean, they own triple hull super tankers. They own banks. They own prison industries. They are... so wealthy it's but again, real mafia wealth is secret. It's like the Queen of the Netherlands owns Dutch Rochelle, is worth trillions, according to top analysts, but her wealth is secret. She's not in the Forbes top 500. But thank you for the call, sir. Really appreciate it. Many others. Second hour is coming up. Tons of news. Everybody stay there. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello.